The following is a public lecture at Makena Museum, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 9th, 2012, in Santiago, Chile.
Shri Guru, Shri Jata Kadabhavala, Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha, Shri Rupa Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Vrijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, in the literature and philosophy, the classical literature and philosophy of India has a great message for us.
Entonces, la literatura y filosofía clásica de la India tiene un gran mensaje para nosotros.
Because at the present time, we are very much suffering in this material world.
Porque al momento presente nosotros estamos sufriendo de tantas maneras en este mundo material.
There are four kinds of suffering which are especially predominant.
Por lo que este mensaje se hace especialmente predominante.
The first suffering is birth.
El primer sufrimiento es nacimiento.
How would you like to be packed up in a bag for 9 months?
¿Cómo te gustaría estar así empaquetado 9 meses en una bolsa?
In a straight jacket.
En una apretada chaqueta.
Not being able to do anything. You're a prisoner for 9 months in a little compartment.
No dejando de hacer nada, siendo prisionero en un pequeño compartimiento.
And then you come out in a very painful way through a tiny opening in the mother's body. So birth is actually a very frightening experience. The baby is crying like anything when he comes out. It's a very frightening experience. Then after he comes out, he has to get sick. He has to go to school. He has to get a job. So many anxieties he has to face. Just the daily commute to his job is an anxiety, you see. And then, after working so hard through so many anxieties, struggling to earn a living. He gets old. And his body becomes very painful for him. He suffers through many years of old age. And then finally death comes, another frightening experience. Not very pleasant, is it?
No muy placentero, ¿cierto?
Does anybody want birth, death, old age, and disease?
¿Hay alguien que quiera nacimiento, la enfermedad, la vejez y la muerte?
If I could chant one mantra and make you 90 years old right now, would you take the mantra?
Si yo le doy un mantra que te hace de inmediato una persona de 90 años, ¿usted lo
cantaría? I invite a young person to come forward. I will give you a special blessing. You can be 90 years old. Who would like to have that blessing?
Si alguien viene donde usted y dice, mire, tengo una especial bendición que le puedo hacer de 90 años.
No, nobody wants such a thing, you see. But yet it's being forced upon you by the rising and the setting of the sun. With every rising and setting of the sun, you're becoming old and you're dying. So the classical literature and philosophy of India teaches us how to become liberated from this.
Entonces, la literatura clásica y la filosofía de la India nos enseña cómo poder liberarnos de esto.
These miseries are taking place on the bodily platform.
Estas miserias están tomando lugar en la plataforma del cuerpo.
On the spiritual platform, they don't take place.
En la plataforma espiritual, nosotros no tomamos miserias.
In other words, as long as you continue to identify with your material body.
En otras palabras, mientras tú te sigas identificando con tu...
Soy hombre, that I am a man.
Como yo soy un hombre.
Oh, so hombre, oh, so mujer, I am a woman.
Oh, soy una mujer.
You see? This is illusion.
Eso es una ilusión.
Because this male and female body you have, it is simply a covering.
Porque ese cuerpo de mujer o de hombre es simplemente una cubiertura.
It is not the actual self.
No es en realidad el ser.
As long as you identify with the covering,
tan pronto como tú te identificas con el cuerpo,
you are forced to suffer in so many ways.
Tú estás forzado a sufrir de tantas maneras.
But if you can take help from this great wisdom,
pues si tú tomas esperanza de este gran conocimiento,
and understand, no soy cuerpo, I am not this body. Then you can become a liberated person. You have a choice. You can be a liberated person, or you can be a slave. Do you want to be a slave? You are a slave right now. You are a slave. You are a slave of that material body. You are constantly serving it as a slave. What's the reward it's going to give you? All these years of slavery to serve that body, what will it give you? Nothing but misery.
Nada más que miseria.
So why should he be a slave of it?
Entonces, ¿por qué deberíamos ser unos esclavos de eso?
Is that muy inteligente to be a slave of this cuerpo?
¿Es acaso muy inteligente ser un esclavo de este cuerpo?
It's stupidísimo.
Es estupidísimo.
To remain a slave of this cuerpo.
Permanecer siendo un esclavo de este cuerpo.
You should understand who you actually are, sir.
Tú debes entender quién eres en realidad,
señor. Señor, señora, señorita, you should understand who you actually are.
Tú debes entender quién realmente eres.
Don't be fooled by the materialistic propaganda.
No seas adormecido por la propaganda materialista,
which teaches you that you're that body.
Que te enseña que tú eres este cuerpo.
Kick out this illusion from your heart.
Deja fuera esta ilusión de tu corazón.
Kick out this illusion from your mind.
Dale la patada a esta concepción de tu mente.
Do not remain a slave of illusion.
No permanezcas un esclavo de la ilusión.
Wake up to your eternal spiritual identity.
Despierta a tu eterna identidad espiritual.
You're an eternal spiritual being.
Eres una entidad viviente eterna.
You are qualitatively one with God.
Uno con Dios.
Don't be cheated anymore by the illusory energy.
No seas engañado una vez más por la energía material.
You have to understand you're an eternal spiritual being.
Tú tienes que entender que eres una entidad espiritual.
Your nature is to be full of bliss.
Tu
to be full of knowledge, to be full of love, to be full of peace, full of happiness. Don't be cheated one more minute by illusion. Understand who you really are. You're the eternal servant of God. That's who you really are. No one has told you this. But today I'm revealing it to you. You are the eternal servant of God. That's your actual identity. So now come back to your service to the Lord. How do you do that? That's the great wonder of the classical literature and philosophy of India. And of all that literature, the numero uno book is Bhagavad Gita. This Bhagavad Gita means the song of God.
Este Bhagavad Gita significa la canción de Dios.
In this book, Krishna, who's the Supreme Lord, tells you how to revive your lost relationship with Him.
En este libro, Krishna, que es el Señor Supremo, les enseña de cómo volvernos sirvientes de Dios.
He describes this in the ninth chapter.
Él así lo explica en el capítulo 9.
Verse number 14.
Verso 14.
He says, Satatang kirtayanto mang yejana pariyapasate tesham nityabhiyuktanang yog. No, that's not that verse. Satatang kirtayam. What is it? Satatang kirtayanto mang yadantascha dridrvataha namashantascha mang nitya nitya yukta upasate. He says that you should constantly chant his names. This is the statement in all the scriptures of the world. Jesus says the name of God is holy. The Old Testament says you should always chant the names of God. Krishna is saying the same thing in the Bhagavad Gita. Always chanting my glories.
Siempre cantando mis glorias.
Endeavoring with great determination.
Esforzándose con gran determinación.
The great saintly devotees
los grandes devotos
absorb their lives in this way.
Viven su vida de esta manera.
So this chanting of God's names, this is the key.
Entonces, esta canto de los nombres de Dios, esta
la this llave. Will free you from slavery to illusion.
Esto liberará de la esclavitud de la ilusión.
This chanting of the names of God will revive your remembrance of your eternal relationship with God. Millions and millions of years ago, you were in the kingdom of God.
Millones y millones de años atrás, tú estuviste en el mundo,
you do not remember it now.
Tú no lo recuerdas ahora.
But you were originally in the kingdom of God.
Pero tú estuviste originalmente en el reino de Dios.
But due to a misuse of your independence, you fell into this material existence.
Pero debido a un mal uso de tu independencia, tú caíste en esta existencia material.
Here you are suffering greatly.
Aquí tú estás sufriendo grandemente.
But there is no need for this suffering.
Pero no hay necesidad para el sufrimiento.
All you have to do is chant the names of God every day.
Todo lo que tú tienes que hacer es cantar el nombre de Dios todos los días.
And that will reconnect you.
Y eso te va a reconectar.
With the Supreme Person.
Con la persona suprema.
That Supreme Person has unlimited names.
Esa persona suprema tiene millones de nombres.
In the Quran, he is called Allah.
En el Corán es llamado Allah.
In the Bible, he's sometimes called Jehovah.
En la Biblia es llamado a veces Jehovah.
Or the name of Christ also can be applied to God.
Y incluso el nombre de Cristo también puede ser aplicado a esto.
In the Bhagavad Gita, the name Krishna is used for the Supreme. So I've been chanting this name of Krishna now for the last 40 years. Every day I chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And I can tell you, there's nothing like this. If you will, with faith, chant the name of God like the Hare Krishna mantra, you will come out of all suffering. Your mind will no longer be disturbed. No matter what happens to you, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's beautiful, or whether it's ugly, if you will every day chant the names of God, you will feel how God is present with you at every minute. How He's guarding you. How He's protecting you. How He's blessing you. How He's facilitating you. How He is bringing you step by step by step closer and closer to Him. God is not impersonal. God is not the white light. God is the source of the light. It's like here, there's a light bulb. Is that the original energy? Light bulb means there is a powerhouse that's providing the electricity. And powerhouse means there is an electrical engineer who turns on that powerhouse. Similarly, this entire world, it is energy. Energy means there is a powerhouse. And there is an engineer that turns on the powerhouse. So the supreme energy engineer is God. If someone says, I don't believe there's a powerhouse, I don't believe there's an electrical engineer that turns on the powerhouse, I only accept that light bulb because that's all I see. Is that hombre inteligente? No, he's foolish.
No, es tonto.
If he will look, he'll see there's some wires going through the wall, and those wires go somewhere, they go somewhere. He can trace out the wire, he will find the electrical powerhouse. If he goes to that powerhouse, he'll find the engineer who turns it on also. All he has to do is trace out the wire from that light bulb. And by that tracing, he will find the electrical engineer. So in a similar way, if you will analyze the energy that makes up this world, and you will trace that energy back to its source, you will find God. And this chanting is the easiest way to trace the energy back to its source. Therefore, we encourage everyone to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Or you can chant any name of God. We are not introducing a sectarian religion here. We are teaching you the science of how you can reconnect with the Supreme Person. At the present moment, you are disconnected. You may say, well, what is the proof? I'm connected. The proof that you are disconnected is you have a material body right now. That's the proof. We have material bodies. That proves we are now disconnected. Just like in the prison, they put you in a uniform. That uniform shows that you're an inmate of the prison. So your body you have right now, it may be a young, beautiful body. It may be an old, ugly body. It does not matter whether it's young and beautiful or old and ugly. Your material body is proof that you're a prisoner in this material existence. If you will chant the names of God, you become released from this prison. You be given a special reprieve, a special pardon from the Supreme Person. In spite of so many sinful activities and so many millions and billions of lifetimes, if you will call the name of God with love, you'll be released from this prison. Krishna guarantees this in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 16. Abrahma bhavana loka punaravartinarjana mam upechita kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest planet, every place is simply misery. But
Pero,
one who attains to my abode, puna janma na vidyate, he never takes birth again.
Pero aquel que alcanza mi morada nunca más toma nacimiento en este mundo material.
So, my dear hombres y mujeres, the choice is up to you. You can remain a prisoner in this material existence, or you can be liberated from this material existence. You don't have to remain a slave of this material existence. If you want to get out of this nasty place, simply chant the names of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Every time you chant that mantra, you become closer and closer and closer to escaping this material existence. And finally, as you perfect your chanting, you will see how you're entering into the spiritual world. This material energy is simply a curtain. Now we are seeing Santiago. We are seeing Chile. That is a curtain. That is a covering curtain. We are seeing the earth. We are seeing the universe. But this whole thing is simply a curtain. If you can master the art of chanting the names of God with love, the curtain will open up. And you will see what's behind the curtain. And you'll be allowed to enter into that world that is behind the curtain. A world where life is eternal. A world where nobody gets sick. A world where nobody gets old. A world where nobody is murdered. A world where nobody is raped. A world where nobody is cheated. A world where nobody even has to worry about making a living. A beautiful paradise. Where you never get old. You're always young and beautiful. And everything is there for you. Whatever you want to eat. But no meat.
Pero no carne.
Carne, nahi.
Carne, no.
Vegetarian food, you see. I have to warn you. As long as you have a lust for bloody flesh. You will never enter God's kingdom. Because nobody eats bloody flesh in the kingdom of God. This is confirmed in the Bible. It states how in the kingdom of God, the lamb and the lion, they sit peacefully side by side.
Ahí dice de que el reino de Dios, el cordero y el león conviven juntamente, se sientan juntos.
If you have a lamb sitting by a lion here in this world, what will happen?
Si tú juntas un cordero y un león en este mundo, ¿qué va a pasar?
Come back in 5 minutes and that lamb will be gone.
Vuelve 5 minutos y ese animal se ha ido.
That lamb will be in the belly of the lion.
Ese animal luego estará en la...
But in the spiritual world, that lion will not touch the lamb.
Pero en el mundo espiritual, en realidad,
even the lion becomes a vegetarian in the spiritual world, you see.
Incluso los leones se vuelven vegetarianos en el mundo espiritual.
So if you are attached to McDonald's,
entonces, si tú estás apegado a los McDonald's,
you remain a slave of this material existence. If you're attached to Kentucky Fried Chicken, you remain a slave of this material existence. Instead of gratifying your tongue with the Kentucky Fried or the McDonald's, you chant Hare Krishna. And you become an eternal spiritual being. If you eat flesh, you become an animal in your next life. And that animal will become a human being. You know what he will do? He will eat you. That's called karma. If you eat an animal, he will become a human being in his next life, and you'll become an animal, and he will devour your flesh. Would you like to be slaughtered for somebody's dinner? They come here, we will cut your throat, and we will cut you up and cook you and eat you. Would you like to do that? Then stop eating meat. Meat means murder. If you eat meat, you are a murderer. And you must be murdered. That is your punishment. If you do not want to be murdered, stop murdering the cows. You may say, I didn't murder the cow. I just went to McDonald's and bought my double cheeseburger. But you paid them to murder the cow. In a court of law, what is that called? You are an accomplice to the murder. Because you paid the hitman. Who is the hitman? The butcher. You paid the butcher. Now you and the butcher will both suffer. So don't be so foolish. Take up a nice vegetarian diet and offer your food to God before eating. And chant the names of God. In this way you'll become liberated. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
The mic.
Some people ask him that what's the problem to enjoy this life, because in the next life I'm not gonna remember what I was in my previous life, so I can go on enjoying and then get my bird and I will.
Well, if you don't mind being an animal in your next life, go ahead.
Bueno, entonces si no te preocupa ser un animal en tu próxima vida, entonces sigue adelante.
If you don't mind being a dog on the street, then go ahead, enjoy yourself as much as you want. You don't mind being a squirrel in the tree, go ahead, enjoy yourself. No one's going to stop you, but you'll pay for it. Whatever you do, you get the karma for it. If you want to enjoy your senses, the result is you remain in the world of death. If you don't mind remaining in the world of death and suffering again and again for millions of births, go ahead and enjoy. No one's going to stop you. But if you want to put a stop to all of your suffering, then you better follow my advice, sir. Because I know what I'm talking about. I'm not making this up. This knowledge is coming from God. You can take it seriously, you can reject it, that's up to you. But I guarantee you, if you don't follow my advice, you will suffer birth after birth. You may think you're happy now, but that happiness will be very, very quickly over, my dear Señor. Next question.
Una persona le recomendé vegetarianismo, diciendo que es malo comer carne, pero igual hablando de la existencia de que el ser vivo, el animal, es un ser vivo, un ser viviente, y la planta también. Entonces, si no se pueden comer el animal, tampoco podría comerse el vegetal. ¿Cómo podría decir esa persona que... a esa persona que no conoce la regulación o el proceso de conciencia de Krishna, y decirle que está bien comer vegetal, aunque sea un ser viviente y no un animal?
He recommended someone to adopt vegetarianism, but that person told him that it's the same because animals and plants both have life. So
he was right.
Él estaba en lo correcto.
Prabhupada told us in Atlanta, whether you kill a rich man or a poor man, you're still a murderer. So the animal is like a rich man, and the plant is like a poor man. So what he told you is correct. Therefore, we have to offer the food and the vegetables to Krishna. That frees us from the reaction. That is the system of eating without getting any karmic reaction. That whatever you eat, you must first offer it to God for His enjoyment, and then you can take. Some may say, well, that's muy bueno. I'll go to McDonald's and take my double cheeseburger. I'll offer to Krishna. I'll have my McDonald's cheeseburger, prasad. But Krishna gives a list of what's offerable, is it? In other words, you're offering it to a person. God is a person. He has a certain diet. He only accepts what is on his diet. You can't give him what's on your diet. You have to give him what's on his diet. In Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 9, text 26, he lists his diet. Patram pushpam palam payang yo me bhaktir priyachati tadahang bhaktir tahritam mishnami prayatatmanaha. If one will offer me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I will with love and devotion, I will accept him. Now, where did he list meat?
Entonces, ¿él dice carne?
No, meat didn't make the list.
La carne no.
There's no fish on the list.
No está la lista.
There's no eggs on the list.
Tampoco hay huevo y pescado en
la lista. So those you cannot offer him.
Pues esas cosas no se pueden ofrecer.
But if you offer him those things on the list, that will free you from all sinful reactions.
Pero si tú ofreces los demás, lo que está en la lista.
That's the important thing. You have to offer it.
Eso va a liberar de la reacción. Entonces, esa es la cosa importante.
Vegetarianism alone will not save you, señor.
El vegetarianismo solo no te va a salvar, señor.
But Krishna Prasad, that will save you.
Pero, Prasad de Krishna, eso te va a salvar.
¿Comprende?
Yes.
Hey, next question. Yes, in the back there.
Okay,
la vitamina de la piel.
Correcto.
¿Cómo se llama la vitamina?
What is the question? What is the question?
So why do we have jagannath kundi?
Huh?
Why do we have
canine teeth? Yes, we have two canine teeth.
Sí, tenemos dos colmillos.
Es verdad.
Para qué?
Dos canine teeth. Yes. That is a special concession given by God.
Entonces es una concesión especial dada por Dios.
For those who want to eat meat. That's his kindness, you see. If you want to eat meat, okay, here's two canine teeth. Any other questions?
The second question is the vitamin that is in the meat, because he says that if we don't eat meat, we get our skin.
Oh, no, that's not true.
No,
es verdad, señor. Meat eating is, it is, medical science now agrees that meat eating is not good for your health.
Ahora la ciencia moderna apoya de que la carne, o sea, está de acuerdo con que la carne no te da problema.
Meat is very, very difficult for you to digest.
La carne es muy difícil para usted de digerir.
That's why you have to cook it.
Por eso es que tú tienes que cocinarla.
You can't eat raw meat. Your body is not designed for eating raw meat. But you can eat a fruit right off a tree without cooking it. You can eat a carrot right out of the ground without cooking it. If you compare your anatomy with the anatomy of a meat-eating animal and a vegetarian animal, you will see that your body matches a vegetarian animal's body.
Entonces, si tú ves las diferencias anatómicas, físicas, entre un animal carnívoro y uno que toma alimentos vegetarianos, vas a ver que hay mucha diferencia.
Except for those two little canine teeth, which are not that powerful for eating meat. Your teeth are not designed for eating meat.
Excepto por esos dos colmillos, que en realidad tampoco es que son muy útiles para comer carne.
You do not have the digestive juices in your mouth and in your gut for properly digesting meat.
Tú no tienes tu boca ni tu jugo gástrico diseñado para digerir la carne.
You have a very long intestinal system.
Tú tienes un sistema de intestino muy extenso.
It takes a long time for things to pass through it.
Te toma un gran tiempo la comida pasar.
The carnivorous animals have a very, very short intestinal system. So that meat can be expelled from the body as soon as possible.
En cambio, los animales carnívoros tienen un sistema digestivo muy estrecho para que así pueda pasar rápidamente.
Because that meat will rot in your gut.
Porque esa carne se va a pudrir en tus intestinos.
That will cause cancer, colon cancer.
Y eso te va a producir cáncer de colon.
The fact is, your body matches the digestive juices, the intestinal tract. Your bodily anatomy matches the herb-eating animals, not the carnivorous animals.
Entonces, que tu anatomía, tu sistema, todo tu sistema está diseñado como el de los animales vegetarianos y no como el de los animales carnívoros.
Plus, it is ecologically unsound to eat meat.
Además, es ecológicamente no saludable comer carne.
Because it takes 10 times as much grains by feeding the animal and eating the meat as it would just to serve the grains to the people.
Porque toma 10 veces más granos alimentar a estos animales que si los alimentara directamente.
If you're a meat eater, you are the cause of starvation in the world, sir.
Si tú eres comedor de carne, entonces tú eres la causa de la hambruna en el mundo.
Those grains should not be used to fatten the animals for your tongue. Those grains should not be used to fatten the animals for your lusty tongue.
Entonces, esas lluvias no debieran ser utilizadas para engordar a estos animales para tu complacencia.
Those grains should go to feed the hungry people.
Esos granos en realidad deberían ir a alimentar a...
Why are you causing the people to starve?
¿Por qué tú estás causando que las personas se mueran?
Give up this nonsense meat eating business.
Abandona esta lotería de consumo de carne.
Feed the grains to the people.
Alimenta a las personas con los granos.
Don't cause the people to starve.
No dejes que las personas se mueran de hambre.
Una pregunta. ¿Por qué la creación es depredadora? Un animal se come otro animal, otro animal, otro animal, otro animal. Cuando en el paraíso se lo coge con la mano y te alimenta sin ningún esfuerzo, sin sacrificar al animal. Yo estoy de acuerdo. Sí o no del consumo de la carne. Pero también hay otra cosa que es bien puntual. Yo no estoy creando el hambre en el mundo. Yo no lo soy. Son los poderes del mundo que están creando el hambre en el mundo. Porque en India no comen vaca y se están muriendo de hambre. Y comen hongo de la vaca para poder tener estimulante y estar siempre con el estimulante de tus pacientes. ¿Entiendes? En India se prefieren el hongo de la vaca.
Voy a empezar por lo primero.
Por favor.
Questions only, no lectures. This is my lecture, not yours. Okay, if he doesn't have a question, we'll recognize somebody else. Does he have a question? All right.
His question is, why is that the creation is made in such a way that we have to eat another one?
Yes, in this material world, the law is jiva jiva sajivanam.
Sí, en este mundo material, la ley es jiva, jiva,
that is the law of the material nature.
Esa es la ley de la naturaleza.
That one living entity is food for another living being.
De que una entidad viviente es comida de otra entidad viviente.
It is not very nice.
Esto no es muy agradable.
Therefore, we're inviting you to the kingdom of God. Where nobody has to die to feed somebody else. Please chant Hare Krishna mantra. And come to the kingdom of God. Now somebody else can ask. Anybody else have a question? He's gotten three, that's enough. Anybody else? Alright, here's another question. This lady here. Okay, now this lady here I recognize.
She's asking, what about milk?
Milk is actually, by the arrangement of God, the cow gives more milk than its calf can drink. That milk is actually meant for the human beings by God's arrangement. Because by drinking milk, one gets very good development of the brain for understanding the teachings of God.
Porque por tomar leche uno se nutre muy bien de manera de poder entender bien la enseñanza de Dios.
What we need in this world are communities, cow protection communities.
Lo que en realidad necesitamos hoy, en todo caso, es fincas y protectoras, ¿cierto?
It is very sinful to kill the cow after she stops giving the milk. Who is the first person that gives you milk?
¿Quién es la primera persona que te da la leche?
Su madre.
Su madre.
Do you kill your mother when she stops giving you milk?
¿Tú matas a tu madre cuando ella se empieza a poner vieja?
That would be a very sinful thing. Oh, my mother doesn't give me milk anymore, so I will kill her.
Entonces,
and eat her body. That would be a horrible sin. So the cow, she is our second mother. So how they can kill the cow when she stops giving milk and eat her body? It is a most sinful thing to kill the cows. And the bull, he is meant to pull the plow to give the grains.
Y el toro, él está también como diseñado para arar la tierra y dar los granos.
So the cow is our mother, the bull is our father.
Entonces la vaca es nuestra madre y el toro es nuestro padre.
What sort of culture is it that kills the mother and father?
¿Qué clase de cultura es esta que mata a tu madre y a tu
This
padre?
Is not a human civilization.
Esto no es una civilización humana.
It is demoniac civilization.
Es una civilización demoníaca.
These slaughterhouses must all be closed.
Estos mataderos deben ser todos cerrados.
We must give all protection to the cows and the bulls. They are mother and father.
Debemos darle toda protección a las vacas y a los toros. Ellos son nuestras madres y nuestros padres.
That milk, if it's offered to Krishna, it is very much, the Lord is very satisfied when we offer him milk.
Y esta leche que nosotros ofrecemos a Krishna,
Krishna is known as the protector of cows.
Ya que Dios es conocido como el protector de las vacas.
Govinda.
Govinda.
The one who gives pleasure to the cows.
Aquel que le da placer a las vacas.
So Krishna loves the cows.
Entonces Krishna ama las vacas.
He has many, many thousands of pet cows.
Él tiene cientos y miles de vacas.
And he knows each cow by its name.
Y conoce cada una de ellas por su nombre.
And when he calls that cow comes running to him.
Y cuando él llama a sus vacas, ellas vienen corriendo hacia él.
Krishna has great love and affection for each and every one of the cows.
Krishna tiene un gran afecto y cariño por cada una de las vacas.
And he very much appreciates their milk.
Y él aprecia grandemente su leche.
So we must stop these slaughterhouses.
Entonces debemos parar estos mataderos.
We must protect these cows.
Debemos proteger estas vacas.
Why is there so much war in the world?
¿Por qué hay tanta guerra en este mundo?
Because we are slaughtering our mother in the slaughterhouse.
Porque estamos torturando a nuestra madre en los mataderos.
Therefore we are being slaughtered.
Por lo tanto, nosotros seremos torturados.
Why did 9/11 happen? The World Trade Center.
¿Por qué el ataque de atentado a la Torre Gemela sucedió?
It is karma for slaughterhouse.
Eso fue un karma por los mataderos.
We sent our mother to the slaughterhouse. Now, in our own office, we had to become slaughterhouse. You see.
Nosotros
3,000 people were killed in that office building, you see. Their office building was turned into a slaughterhouse. So if we want peace in the world, if we want to stop the war, then stop making war against your mother and father in the slaughterhouse. Stop these atrocities. Give all protection to your mother and father, the cow and the bull. And then immediately there will be world peace. There will be no more war. We won't have to spend millions and billions of dollars on nuclear weapons. We can give nice housing to everyone. Nice food to everyone. Nice clothing. Everyone can live in a very nice house with very nice clothing and very good food. You must close these slaughterhouses. They are the most demoniac thing of the modern civilization. Actually, milk is very nice. We can offer it to Krishna and it purifies our intelligence. But these slaughterhouses must be stopped. They must be stopped. Immediatamente. Says any other questions?
Yeah. Y esta persona dice que no tiene fe. ¿Cómo yo podría, o qué se le puede decir a las personas que no tienen fe para que puedan tomar conciencia y tener más fe?
So she was talking with a person who is, he gets AIDS.
AIDS?
Yes. So he has lost his faith. How can...
No, faith?
Faith.
Yeah.
How can we return that faith to the person?
Well, if he wants, does he want faith or not? If he doesn't want it, he's not going to be able to give it to him. Do you understand my point? Does that person want faith or not? That's the first question. Does he want it or not? See or no? If he doesn't want it, you can never give it to him. But if he wants it, then you can give it to him. You explain to him the law of karma. But if he doesn't want it, no matter what you say, it's a waste of time. Any other questions? Back there, you had a question. Yeah. Okay.
She says, but if one was used to eat meat and then he becomes a vegetarian, then when we die, would be blamed by that?
If you surrender to Krishna, you say, my dear Lord Krishna, I now surrender unto you. I totally give my life to you, Krishna. Then all of your sins, he will forgive you for all your sins. You'll have no problems in the time of death. So, my dear Ninya, you should surrender to Krishna. And he will free you from all of that sinful meat eating, karma. You come to our temple and we'll teach you how to surrender to Krishna. Dear Senora, you know where our Hare Krishna temple is?
Su madre, ¿usted sabe dónde está el templo?
Yes, so you bring your girls there and you make this niña, very nice niña, a devotee of Krishna.
This should be like the last one because we are on time, so this should be the last one because we are more or less on time.
Oh, what time is it? Oh, it's 9:10, yeah.
Yeah.
This is one more question and then we'll stop.
Okay.
Sí,
esa es la última pregunta.
Yes.
Mi pregunta es si Krishna sana, porque por ejemplo yo tengo una enfermedad, tengo problema cerebral y si yo me rindo a Krishna y lo amo y soy devota de él, ¿qué él podrá hacer por mí? Y otra pregunta es que bueno, la verdad es que esta es la pregunta de
ella. Vamos a hacer la primera. She has got brain deficiency.
Brain deficiency.
No, like she.
Who has the mother?
Yeah.
You have a problem with your brain?
No. I mean, she has disease in the brain. She has
disease.
She has some disease.
Disease in your brain?
Una enfermedad en su cerebro.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
She has some headache, a strong headache.
Migraine headaches? Okay.
She has like a tumor.
All right. So what's the question?
The question is, does God can help her if she gives his life, if he gives her life and try to love Krishna and surrender unto him?
Then you become, by surrendering to Krishna, you will become free from all headaches.
Sí, por rendirte a Krishna, tú te liberarás de todos los dolores de cabeza.
Krishna will give you a spiritual body.
Krishna te dará un cuerpo espiritual.
That never gets sick.
Y cuando sea que te enfermes.
No more headaches.
No tendrá más enfermedad.
Never gets old.
Nunca te vas a poner más vieja.
After you leave this body, you will get a body that will never get a headache ever again.
Y después de dejar este cuerpo, tú vas a tener un cuerpo que no va a tener más dolores de cabeza.
And if you chant Hare Krishna now,
tú cantas Hare Krishna ahora,
the headaches won't bother you so much anymore.
Los dolores de cabeza no te van a molestar más.
Because you'll be detached from your body.
Porque tú vas a estar desapegada de tu cuerpo.
You realize, I don't have a headache.
Tú te vas a dar cuenta, yo no tengo un dolor de
cabeza. Only the cuerpo has a headache, not me.
El cuerpo tiene un dolor de cabeza, no yo.
You see, you'll be detached from your body. Even now, you can get a great relief by realizing that you're not your body. So I recommend that you should chant Japa Mala every day. Are you doing that now? Hare Krishna Japa Mala? How many rounds do you chant every day?
¿Usted es capaz de hacer eso?
Sí, ¿por qué no?
She, yes,
she said,
why not? Why How not? Many is she chant? No, no, she says, yes, I could.
Yes, now you must start.
Entonces, okay, tú eras de...
Who will take responsibility to give her the japa beads? All right. Ignacio, he will get you the japa beads and he will teach you how to chant.
Entonces Ignacio va a tomar responsabilidad de usted y va a ver que usted canta.
I'll be coming back again next year to Santiago and I want to meet you at that time and see how your chanting is coming and how your headaches are going.
Entonces yo voy a venir también esta fecha el próximo año y voy a ver, me voy a encontrar contigo y voy a ver cómo va tu canto.
I'm sure if you chant every day the Japa Mala, you'll become much more happy. So if you, for a whole year, you must do that and I'll meet you a year from now. I'll give you, you can give me your report.
Entonces, te aseguro que te volverás más feliz. Entonces, de un año en adelante, nos vamos a encontrar y vamos a ver, me vas a dar un reporte.
Okay, so our time is up. Okay. And I thank you all very much. Muchas gracias, señoras y señores.
Hare Krishna.